With Montana News, I'm Claire Minahan. Algae growth is increasing on Montana's famed Smith River, and scientists don't know why. So they're turning to the public for help. Edward O'Brien reports.
Excessive algae can deplete oxygen and alter water pH levels, harming fish and other aquatic life in the process. Algae blooms are also a nuisance to humans who encounter them on rivers and lakes. Since 2015, it's been a growing problem on central Montana's treasured Smith River, and scientists want to know why. But because the Smith is so remote and requires a float permit, it's tough to collect data there. A new crowdsourcing mobile app is now available to help scientists get a better handle on the size and scope of the problem. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality's Jenny Garson explains.
It basically takes advantage of citizen science. People can go in and, using the application, take photos of what they see on the river, where the algae is, where the algae isn't, is just as important to know, and submit it directly to DEQ. It comes straight to us, and then we can use it to map as we start investigating on what the potential causes might be.
The data will eventually be compiled into a map that displays those algae patterns. Garson says that map should be available by year's end or early 2019. The Montana Smith River Algae app is a free download from either Google Play or Apple's App Store. The project was funded with a $50,000 grant from the Environmental Protection Agency. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.